A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
And we're back with another Jay Long Show here the fall of 2019, our fifth year together, Jay. It's great to always have you in every week, informing Eagle fans of how the team is doing and what's coming up, and looking back at the game prior as well. And we're going to get into all kinds of good stuff here today, kind of the overview of fall camp. How excited are you to be back for the season, Jay? I know it's your eighth fall camp that just passed, so ready to go, I'm sure.
I'm going in my 10th year of being a head football coach, so I'm pretty excited about this this year. This is kind of a unique year since camp felt like it's been a long camp this year. And when we play Black Hills, we'll have 25 practices put in. The other thing is that everybody else has already played. It felt like this last Saturday we watched the Division I games. A lot of the FCS has played. Some of the NAIs got to play also last weekend. So that, I think, helped with our excitement level. Like, we're like, hey, we need to be out there. So we're extremely excited about playing on Saturday. We're extremely excited to go hit someone else. And, excited to show what we can do.
I feel like we always hear that from you and the coaches and the players, excited to go out and take on somebody other than ourselves. And I know fans are going to be excited to see what the offense and defense is going to be like. You've got the new offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator in place. What kind of things changed in camp and your installation process, and kind of how they get the guys ready to go for the September season?
One of the things we talk about quite a bit is creating habits. And by the time when we play Black Hills, we'll put it in, when you count the spring ball and our fall camp, we will put in 40 practices with both of our new coordinators. And one of the things with creating habits is it takes 22 to 28 times to create a habit. And we feel like we've created a habit with coordinators on both sides of the ball and with special teams. And every day there's some new things that pop up, and I think what that does is that it helps keep us out of being in a routine and a schedule. Those things are nice in certain ways, but a football game is not run like that. There's constantly changes in a game, and our guys have been able to adapt real well, and I know that we're ready now to go play another team.
Coach Long with us here tonight on our first Jay Long Show of the season. Offense, let's start there, Jay, kind of looking at this team and what you've got going. There are some big key returners coming back, but the top battles, we want to know about what you saw in the position groups in those top battles here early on.
We returned quite a few people on offense that have got a lot of playing time. And I guess really the one segment that we lost a lot was our offensive line. And right now we're going to have four new faces on Saturday that don't have a lot of game reps. And I'm really excited about our offensive line. I think we're really talented. I think we're very athletic. I think we can move. And, that's the positive side. The negative side is they don't have a lot of game reps. And, we're going to have to be able to adapt and be able to learn how to play it in a game type of atmosphere with a game type of speed. And, one of the things that really helps us is our defense is a multi, front defense. So our offense has seen a lot of different looks at them. And, biggest thing with offense that what we're looking at as a coaching staff is that we want to focus on getting better, but also we want to find what group of guys out on the field at the same time give us the best opportunity to win. If you're going to look at like straight up position battles, we didn't really make them into position battles, but Colt Foster and Matt Vargas are both all conference tight ends. They play the same position. Cole Thurness and Jackson Dickerson both play the same position. Both of those guys are guys that we think are all conference type players.
Yeah.
And it really isn't a battle between them. It's more like, hey, what combination of our receivers is best to be able to get those guys all out on the field and be able to get them to compete, at a high level and be able to really just make plays for us. Because, the other day we were I had an offensive meeting. We're like, whose hands do we want the ball in when the game is on the line? And all four of those guys' names came up, and that's a good thing. And I don't really think it's a position battle. It's more of we got to find out where the best guys fit at what point of the game and be able to keep each other fresh and then use that competition to focus on rising those guys up.
Yeah, that's a hard question to answer. Who do you want to have the ball? So many options in that receiving core that you mentioned, and you brought up the offensive line, and with five guys in new positions. That returner is Jared Machaychuk. He's now going to be your center and a guy I'm sure you're really counting on to lead that group up front.
Yeah, you know, Jared, I can't say enough positive things about him. I mean, we go way back. I was actually in Chatham when Jared was born. And his dad was, I backed up his dad at Chatham State. Most people learn how to throw, play catch overhand. Jared learned how to play catch between his legs, between him and his dad and his little brother. They snapped the ball all the time to each other. And he's a great football player. We've got a ton of reps out of him. And I know that he's ready to take that next step. Last year he got some all-conference accolades. You know, he's ready now to take the next step and become a top offensive lineman, not only in our conference, but I hope in the country. And he's very, very intelligent. And that's his strength. And he's going to come out of here and he's going to go out and be right now he's kind of changing things a little bit, but he's going to go into the medical field. And I'm extremely proud of him, and I can't wait to watch him grow this year.
We'll have more with head coach Jay Long and look at the Eagle defense coming up on the Jay Long Show.
We've got more insight into Chadron State football next. You're listening to the Jay Long Show, presented by Chadron Glass and Windows.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Chadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Chadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Chadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
More Eagle football talk right now on the Jay Long Show, presented by Chadron Glass and Windows.
Back with head coach Jay Long tonight, our first Jay Long Show. Every Tuesday night, you can find the coach and myself here for the show. Jay, let's switch now over to defense. We looked at competitions and positional battles kind of on the offensive side. Where'd you see guys really getting after it on defense in the fall, trying to find more playing time as the regular season gets ready to start?
You know, Coach Jersey and Coach Sassy have been doing a terrific job with our defense. And one of the mantras of this year has been about doing more. Let's go do more. And when you talk as a coach, a lot of times you talk about getting better. Well, how do you get better? It's by doing more than what's expected. And the guys have really bought into, our players have really bought into that mantra. And when we talk about our defense, we have, a top player in the conference at every level. Brendan Hopkins at D-line, it is his time to shine. It is his time to go out and be a top D-tackle in the league. He has that capability to be an all-conference type player in the front line. Then you go to the next one, Gator, Tyler Lewis. Tyler's already got some all-conference accolades. You know, he's a top player in the league. He plays with such, ferocity and intensity, and he's just a terrific football player. And then in our secondary, you know, DeAndre's had a great fall camp, great spring. He's staying healthy, and if he stays healthy, there's no reason why he also shouldn't be one of the top defensive backs in the league. And when you have a top player at every level, that definitely is tangible of a good to great defense. And now what it comes down to is finding those next group of guys to step up and rise their level of play. And this fall camp, we've seen some of those guys do that. And I know that when you look at us on paper, we don't have as many returners as we do on offense. But I think that we got some great talent. I think we got some great speed. I think we got some great team guys. And if we get a bunch of program guys playing hard with those three, we think guys that should be standouts playing, I think that's going to be exciting. And there's one more name that I think that I need to talk about is Juwan Murphy in the secondary. He's a transfer from Humboldt. Humboldt dropped their football program. Their last year that they played Humboldt was, I think, they were top 20 in the country. And Juwan was one of their top players. And for him to transfer and play in our secondary, I feel like he's another one of those guys that has that all-star capability. And then it comes down to the rest of our guys stepping up, raising their play, and I'm really excited to see and watch our team grow each week.
Coach, you mentioned a lot of great individual pieces there that are going to really help build and bring this defense in. Last year was just such an interesting situation in that the Eagles gave up a lot of yards, 500-plus a game on the average, but you guys won so many big downs. You were really good inside the red zone on defense, and the defense good enough to get you guys to 7 wins, a successful season for sure. How do you see this year's defense improving? Were there some changes being put in there by Coach Jersey? You feel like you can limit some yardage there?
You know, one of our other mantras or talks that we've done a lot this year is we talked about we are a new team, and we have a lot of new faces everywhere, and each year it's a new year. And, you know, I know that, you know, there's some talk about, you know, what we've been, you know, preseason ranking, those type of things, and those things are all, they're nice, they're great. They're great to talk about right now. They're great to put out an article on our webpage. But the truth is that those things are based upon what we did last year. What we need to do now is we need to find out what our identity is. And even when we're returning with all those returners on offense, you know, we still have to find out what our identity is. And, you know, through our 40 practices we put in through spring and fall camp, we're starting to find out what that identity is. But the true answer is we'll find out when we get on Saturday and we're playing against another team that's also trying to find out what their identity is. And I could just tell you this, that you know, what happened last year was last year, and we're excited about what's coming next. We have new coordinators, new team, and, you know, I think that there's but the same old work ethic and the same old tradition and the same old philosophy of what it is to be an Eagle and being an Eagle. And I can just tell you this, that it's that time where right now as I'm talking, my leg starts bouncing. It's we want to go play somebody else, and we'll find out that identity on the field with those guys.
Game coming up on Saturday night at Black Hills, and we're visiting with Jay Long as we do every Tuesday night during the season. Senior Will Morgan, one of your top returners on the special team side, Coach, he could maybe handle some double duty this year, kicking and punting. Sounds like there's a guy who's also a newcomer to the team that you're really excited about on special teams.
You know, Will's one of those guys that he's an Eagle. He came in, he was a walk-on kicker. He was planning on redshirting, got thrown into the fire a little earlier than he probably was ready for.
Yeah.
And he has seen a ton of different scenarios. And what that does is it calluses your mind. Tough situations, you make you a tough person. And Will's one of the tough players on our team. And I'm extremely proud of him. I could sit here and brag about him for quite a while. This year, he's going to take over our punting duties and our kickoffs. And this whole offseason, he did an outstanding job of making himself ready to be that guy. And I'm excited for him. I'm excited for him to go out and show what he can do. And I know that he's also excited about that, too. And Will's really immersed himself into the community also. He's done a lot within – he's worked at the pool as a lifeguard. And he has a numerous jobs along with being a top student and a top football player. So I'm really proud of him. And then also Colton Dolder. Colton Dolder's a freshman kid from California. He came in and he has been kicking the ball really well, and he's going to take our extra points in our field goal duties. And he's also another one of those kids that's got that tough mental toughness. And when you're a kicker, you have to be tough in the mind. Right now, he's showing he's a tough kid in the mind, and we're excited to see him go out and compete also on Saturdays.
One of head coach's biggest fears in fall camp is injuries, losing key guys to injury before the season even starts. And let's check in with you on the injury front. What have you guys seen in fall camp? Hopefully everybody's staying, for the most part, pretty healthy.
You know, I think that one of the things in this part is I need to really address is you know, our strength staff. Coach Kreese and Coach McClendon, you know, have done an outstanding job this summer. I think we were right around 60 players that stuck around over summer and worked on getting better, getting stronger, and they were also able to throw some scale and you know, to do things that, you know, the football teams do over the summer. And you know, so I'm really proud of our strength staff. I'm really proud of those guys that they're a part of our program, because they're such an integral part of our program. I don't know if a lot of people know this out there, but you know, Coach Letcher in town, he has more contact with his kids over the summer than we do as a college coaching staff because of NCAA rules. So really, our strength staff becomes the head football coaches over the summer, and Coach Kreese is an outstanding motivator and outstanding strength coach, and I think it's really helped us in regards to injuries over fall camp. He came in with some more education. We tried some new things in fall camp, we really liked it, and I think that also helped. You know, when he came out of fall camp right now, Dylan Marsh, he more than likely ended up with a season-ending injury, and he's a kid that got a lot of playing reps, you know, a couple years ago, didn't redshirt as a true freshman. Austin Rapp, he is going to be probably week four, he'll be able to come back with our offensive line. And those are two of our guys that have some playing reps underneath their belt that are hurt. We have a few more injuries, but I'd like to save that for so Black Hills doesn't need to know that.
Don't need to give the secrets out to the arch rival coming up Saturday. Well, tough news on Marsh and Rapp. Good to hear that Austin will be coming back and was projected to be in that starting lineup at the offensive line. So we'll see where he fits back in when he comes back. A terrific player last year. And Jay, we'll finish up with you here today on our first show of the season with your very early thoughts on this matchup with Black Hills Saturday night, 6 o'clock, your former school you coached, arch rival, all that great stuff going into it. I know you're pumped.
You know, one of the things that's always weird about the first game is there's coaching changes, and right now Black Hills has got those, you know, the same thing. There's been a new offense coordinator, new defense coordinator, and new special teams coordinator, and they are going to have to, you know, figure out, you know, what we're going to do as the game goes. Well, we also have that. Black Hills has a new offensive coordinator, defense coordinator is the same, and you know that's a big part of when you get into a game. You got to be able to adapt very quickly as a coaching staff, and then our players also have to be able to adapt very quickly also within that. I think that the biggest thing is we're just excited to go up there. Traditionally, our crowd is travels real well. I know the last time we were there was a little bit colder game, and we had a bigger crowd than they did, and I think that's absolutely awesome. You know, we're a football town here, and I know that we've got a big group coming up there, and I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be exciting. There's a pregame party lined up. I think the Cornhusker games plays before us, so you can watch that beforehand, and then come watch the main event, the Eagles, to finish off the night. But I think it's going to be really fun, and our kids are excited to go out there and play against Black Hills State.
Going to be great. Coach, happy to begin the fifth year of our Jay Long Show, this journey with you starting here tonight. Fans love hearing from you every week. So we thank you again for coming in. Jay, thanks. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you again here in a few days.
Thank you. We always appreciate everybody listening. It's always fun to come to the show. And go Eagles.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Tune in next week for more insights into the Eagles' latest game, team happenings, and what's coming up next on the gridiron for Shadron State football. To hear a replay of tonight's show, visit panhandlepost.com or subscribe for free on iTunes for weekly downloads.